Rural Fire Service is urging people not to panic despite issuing the highest possible fire danger warning in New South Wales for the first time. Forecast temperatures in the mid-40s and hot winds have pushed the fire danger into the catastrophic category in the state's central west and south. In South Australia, lightning strikes continued to ignite blazes overnight, but authorities say there's no threat to homes. And total fire bans are in place in Victoria's northeast and in the ACT. There's optimism a bipartisan deal on the ETS can be done by the end of the weekend. The split in the Liberal Party seems to have eased after a scathing attack on the science behind climate change. Nick Minchin says he'll abide by the coalition party room's decision, even if it means voting in favour of the plan. And the federal opposition says there's chaos and confusion over the conditions for the housing for women and children asylum seekers who've left the Oceanic Viking. Some of the Sri Lankan women say they've been locked up in a facility near Tanjung Pinang Detention Centre. The Immigration Minister, Chris Evans, says the building has suitable facilities. That's the latest ABC News. You can find more on our website. It's abc.net.au/news.